This is a CKTZ News Update. The Powell River Queen was built in 1965 and has served the Campbell River to Quadra Island route for 32 years. The 58-year-old vessel will be honored at a send-off at Kwathiaski Cove on Quadra Island on Tuesday, January 17th, when the vessel makes way for new tandem ferry service. BC Ferry spokesperson Deborah Marshall says the Powell River Queen only serviced one other route during its time and will be put up for sale upon retirement from the BC Ferries fleet. She says it's important for the public to have an opportunity to celebrate the ship's legacy and say goodbye.
Powell River Queen has been part of our fleet for 58 years. 32 of those years has been servicing our customers between Campbell River and Quadra Island. As the ship does retire from our fleet, we wanted to allow our customers to have an opportunity to come down, say goodbye, tell some stories about the vessel, some of their memories, share some cake, and as well as some light refreshments with
them. So once a vessel is retired, what happens to it?
A lot of our vessels that are retired from our fleet are still able to have ongoing use in the marine trade. We will put the Powell River Queen vessel up for sale. Hopefully, we'll find somebody who wants to purchase that vessel, put it to another use here somewhere on the West Coast.
Okay, and so that event on January 17th is at the Campbell River Ferry Terminal, is that correct?
The event's going to be at the Kwathiaski Cove Terminal from 3:30 to 5:50 p.m. That will be the last day of service of the Powell River Queen. The actual last sailing will be departing Campbell River at 6:15 p.m., and at that point, one of the new Island-class vessels will take over for the remainder of the evening, and then the two-ship service starts first thing in the morning on January the 18th.
Okay, so the actual event to mark the retirement is on Quadra Island. How fitting.
Yes, indeed. We felt that would be much easier for our customers on Quadra to come down and wave the ship goodbye.
So let's go back and look at the legacy of the Powell River Queen. Where was she built exactly?
Designed and built in Victoria. It was the company called the Victoria Machinery Depot at the time, and they built the Bowen Queen as well. And that ship was built in 1965, and initially, for many years, it served on our Earls Cove Saltry Bay route.
That's what I was also curious about, Deborah. Yeah, what other routes served? So it was strictly that Earls Cove Saltry Bay route and the Campbell River to Quadra Island route?
That's correct. The ship served on those two. A lot of our other vessels throughout the fleet see more than two routes, but Powell River Queen served on the Earls Cove route from 1965 until 91, and at that point the vessel was relocated to the Quadra Island run.
Okay, now what is the capacity of the Powell River Queen? How many vehicles can she take and how many passengers, Deborah?
The Powell River Queen accommodates 59 vehicles and 400 passengers, and that's compared to the new two-ship service. Those ships carry 47 vehicles and 300 passengers each.
Sure, January 17th will be a delightful occasion, and that's wonderful that BC Ferries is offering the public an opportunity to say goodbye, have a little cake, and tell some stories. I'm sure there'll be lots of fond memories.
I think there will, and there's many children on the island who've grown up. That's the only ship they've ever known, as well as many of the islanders. 32 years is a long time to be traveling on the same vessel.
Indeed. Deborah Marshall, thanks so much for speaking again to CKTZ News.
It's my pleasure, and I hope folks come down and wave the ship goodbye on January the 17th.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.